Zorn, 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 the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
Did the greatest father have the greatest Father's Day yesterday?
I had a good Father's Day yesterday.
Did you get to see your dad?
I talked to him on the phone. Oh. I didn't get to see him, but all my kids got in touch.
Nice.
One of them was living at home this summer, so it wasn't that hard to reach
out. What if that didn't happen? Wouldn't you have felt disappointed?
No, I would have. It would have been pretty standard, you know. I mean, Father's Day, it's not, you know, Father's Day, I think fathers are generally overappreciated.
Overappreciated?
I do. I do think so. Yeah, I think we get a good deal most of the time.
You know, I never told you this.
I think you're underappreciated.
Underappreciated.
I mean,
that's
Father's
the way
Day,
I go.
There's a small little section. Mother's Day gets this big
huge
event.
Yeah. Right. I guess I just feel like I don't need a day like that because I just...
You're the greatest father in all the land.
I'm the greatest father in all the land, right. And it is acknowledged. I actually did text my kids and I said, I have the greatest kids, so I must be a great father.
That was very nice. A couple of years ago, you brought your dad in during one of these segments, Monday segments, and he was sitting behind you, and you could just see he was beaming with pride.
Every time
you said anything, because a lot of the stuff you say, Eric, it's nonsense.
It
doesn't make any sense at all. I don't understand what you're saying. But he was just so proud of everything
you said. Well, maybe he's hard of hearing. You never know what he's
doing. That could be it. That could be it.
I have a great relationship with him, and then I think that has carried on to my relationship with my kids, that there's some modeling that goes on.
That's very nice.
But this Zorn, the greatest father, is going to be on my lifetime playlist.
Is it?
Yes.
Tell us more.
Definitely. Well, I did a column on Sunday about this idea that was floated in a book that I just read called Dementia Reimagined by Tia Powell. And I've been interested in dementia and people living with dementia for personal reasons for a while now. And in this book, Tia Powell, she's a psychiatrist and a bioethicist. And she has made for herself, because her mother died of dementia and her grandmother died of dementia, she has made for herself a list of songs that she wants to be put on an iPod and played for her when she slips into dementia. There's a lot of research that shows that music, songs, familiar songs, have a way of accessing something in your brain when most of your mental faculties have gone. That's fascinating. Pretty well established. And there's been some documentaries on it. This isn't a new thing. There's an organization called Music and Memory out of New York that its sole purpose is to have people donate iPods. Nobody has those anymore, do they?
I still do.
Do you really?
Yeah,
because it's all on your phone, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know how to do that.
But they try to get these devices for the music players for seniors who are in assisted living, long term care, or hospice, and they put on these iPods the music of these people's lives, music that will
spark memories that will
lifts their mood. Now, it's unclear from the research whether this actually brings back specific memories,
because
a lot of what happens in dementia is biological. It's not like, you know, the memories are still there somewhere. The memories are gone, but there is still pleasure associated with
dancing.
And there are also instances where they'll have somebody who used to sing in a high school chorus, and they'll be uncommunicative and nonverbal, and they'll play a song, and suddenly they'll sing the words,
right.
They'll know the words that some things are in there. So they don't know exactly what this does, but they do know that it helps things like they were saying that some of the research shows that one of the things that happens to dementia patients is they have trouble swallowing. And they certainly have problems with agitation and behavioral problems. And this seems to diminish those sorts of problems. It brings down their blood pressure.
Calms them down.
And this has been known for a while. And what happens then with this music and memory organization is they'll go into these long-term care facilities and they'll try to find the music that sparks joy in people. Because it's buried in there, deep in there somewhere.
That's cool.
The resonance in there. So What Tia Powell decided to do for herself was to create her own playlist so that she would sort of spare people the difficulty of going through all the top 40 lists and going, this song, this song, this song.
Yeah.
And she made her own list, which she published in the book. And then she only did like the top 10 or 15, something like that. But her list inspired me to think that I should make my own list.
Yeah.
And what I did, what I decided to do, is go back to, there are these various websites. This one is musicoutfitters.com. They have the top 100 songs of the year going all the way back to like the 50s and up through today. And I just went through some of those lists. And I started when I was 10. I thought that would be a good year to do it. Since then, I went back and I realized that actually I started listening to music, you know, popular music, when I was about 9. I looked at the list. I started going back and realizing that some of the music from like the 1964, which is when I was 6, like there's some Beatles and Beach Boys and things that lingered on, so that I would have heard them later. But I wasn't actively listening to the radio at that age. It really happened like when I was about 8 or 9. And so I started making this list of songs that I think will spark memories in me.
So just so I understand, all the songs hold some meaning to you. There's some significance to the ones you chose, or you just have some kind of general happy memory?
I have some general happy memories of them. They call back certain people or places or events. You know, crushes that I had on people, or vacations that we were on. Because music, you know, when you get to a certain age in life, I think this is probably true for most people, is that music becomes really important to you at some point when you're young.
Normally maybe, high school into college.
Normally
wouldn't
high
you agree?
School into college, yeah. But even earlier, I think for a lot of people, I certainly listened to a lot of radio when I was in 5th grade, 6th grade, and so on.
Yeah.
And a lot of these songs, I have memories of where I was and the people I knew then. And to make that list, and the thing that she really recommends, Dr. Powell recommends for this list, is not to be embarrassed about the kind of crap that you like.
Right.
to be frank about it, that there's
good.
That when you're young, you know, your tastes are not sophisticated. You can say, "Oh, I only listened to The Doors, Dylan and The Doors." That was all for me.
What's the first song you remember?
The first song I remember, gosh. Well, I have this list here that I made for myself, but I have, like, from 1964, I remember I Get Around from the Beach Boys, I Want to Hold Your Hand from the Beatles, and Last Kiss. You know.
What's Last
where,
Kiss?
Where is my baby?
Where can my baby be?
Right.
The Lord took her away from me.
Anyway.
She's gone to heaven, so I got to be good so I can see my baby when I leave this world.
You know, the version that I have is the two of you singing it. It's so weird. I've never seen
that
it live.
That can be on your
I remember real quickly, we have to take a break and then we'll go through these. I remember my sister liked Herman's Hermits. I'm Henry VIII, I Am.
Yeah.
And I sang it with that, I'm Henry VIII, I Am. So that's probably one of my earliest that I remember. So
never
that
was
would
a
be
Willie
on
or
it.
Sam.
Right.
No Sam. Right.
All right. We'll talk more about this, more specifics, coming up next. It's Bill and it's Wendy, along with Eric Zorn from the Tribune on WGN.
Almost out of time here, so we have to talk to Eric Zorn about what's going on in the world of your own personal soundtrack.
Yeah, well, the idea that we were talking about is that when you get older, when you start showing the symptoms of dementia, music can be a way to offer you joy and to spark either memories or pleasant sensations. And so the way to do that, best way to do that, most efficient way, is to go through lists of popular music going back, and I mentioned musicoutfitters.com has one, and I have no association with that.
They
song.
Go year by year.
They go year by year, the list of the top 100 songs of the year, and I was looking down those and finding some of the songs that resonated with me, and I'm making my own lists out of that, so I can put that in my file along with my will. It's kind of like a musical will in a way.
Yes, it is.
So that when you're in that stage of life that a lot of people get to, you know, as we get better at battling cancer and heart disease, we're getting really no better at figuring out dementia, and certainly it's incurable. So we're going to have more and more people in that phase of life, and God forbid it should be me, but
right.
I want to have that, you know, and then I can have a nice iPod with stuff. But there are some songs here, and one of the things that Tia Powell, who wrote the book where I got this idea, the Dementia Reimagined book, about finding some joy in this stage of life, she recommends don't be embarrassed about the kind of music that you like. Don't try to be cool.
Right.
So I have some like there's a lot of Beach Boys in mine. There's the Monkees, things like that. I mean, you know, the Archies, you know, the
Sugar.
Some other songs. These are actually, you know, on my list here. Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
Yep. Remember that?
Yeah,
I love that.
Do you remember who did that song?
I don't remember who did it.
Royal Guardsmen.
Yes.
I mentioned the Ballad of Bonnie and Clyde.
Yeah.
I remember that song.
Georgie Fame and the Blue Flames did that one. Let's see. This was like not at all cool, but I really liked the theme song to Hawaii Five-0.
So did I. I made up
the
a dance
Safaris?
To that. Da, 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 da.
Is
yes.
that who did it?
The Ventures.
The Ventures.
The Ventures
is right.
Did it.
Gosh.
Very nice.
She just beat James Holzhauer. WGN's version of James Holzhauer.
Music.
Sounds like Wendy and I could have the same
soundtrack.
How about Gimme Dat Ding?
Gimme that thing. Yeah, I remember that song.
That was a terrible
awful
song.
A lot of yours are novelty songs.
They are novel. I noticed that.
They're coming to take me away. Ha ha, hee hee.
Oh,
to the funny
too,
farm.
Yeah. Mm. No, but I think novelty songs do maybe have a hook into you because I do have also on my list Chick-a-Boom.
Don't you just love it?
Don't you buy?
Yes, he does. Chick-a-Boom.
Was that also the Archies?
No, should have been, though. Daddy Two-Drop.
No, I didn't remember that at all.
He's probably still doing state fairs
somewhere
with that thing.
But, you know, back then, the top 40s had a lot of novelty songs in them for some reason. You could be a novelty song and a top 40 song at the same time.
The Streak.
Ray Stevens.
Oh, that's got to be on my list, too. But I've only gotten up to, like, 1980 right now.
I'm
still plowing through. But the truth is that once you get out of college, once you start getting into the working world, you start listening to more. You don't listen to as much music radio. You're more interested in what's going on in the world. I found myself as I moved to Chicago, I was more interested in the news, and I was listening to a lot of WGN, WBBM. Yeah. I wasn't listening to the top 40 stations anymore. I was getting
more. Because you get a real job, it's like you got to pay attention to what's going on.
Music is still important. You still, there's still, the songs are, they're in the air, but it's not. You don't go to sleep every night listening to the top 40. And there's also, I think, a phenomenon where there was this canon of music that everybody listened to. And I think that music has fragmented since then.
Yes.
And so that you are much more, you're like, you're hip hop or you're like rock or you're.
Right.
But this popular music that I'm looking at for these things. And there's also, it was interesting looking at these lists where you have like on my list here is the theme from Love Story, Andy Williams.
Yeah.
And that was like total elevator music, total sacred.
Right.
It was a number one hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was way up there. Yeah,
Love Is Blue. That
blue,
it was actually
blue,
yes, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Wendy and I tell you, I'm just gonna give her my iPod. Wendy and I are gonna be sitting in the senior citizens in the old podcasters home, whatever we're in, and we're gonna have.
Drink that?
No, we're gonna have an iPod. And one earbud's gonna be in my ear, and the other's gonna be in Wendy's ear.
And you'll hear somebody yell, and this is a phrase you don't hear a lot: "Crank that Andy Williams." Somebody will yell from the back.
Crank that up. So it's really a fun exercise to do in a way because you look back and go, oh yeah, I hate that song now, but I remember I did love it. Here's one. Do you remember who did the song Popcorn?
Yes.
Oh, this
do,
wait.
Do, 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 do.
That's exactly.
A hot butter.
Hot butter.
Hot butter, Wendy.
Hot butter, Wendy.
So, wow.
And so there's just, so you look at these things and there's a number of things that are, good songs.
Yeah.
I don't want to say that I was a complete nerd. But
most of them, as you're saying them out loud, there's a little self-cringing, right? You're like, I liked that song.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. But it does bring you back to who you were back
yes.
then.
Am I allowed to mention my song
to
Eric?
I would like you guys to
It's going to be in my head all day.
I hate to do this to Wendy and to everybody listening. I've mentioned this before. There was a time where I loved the song Winchester Cathedral, and now when it comes on, I hate myself. I'm like, what in the world was I thinking when I liked this song? But it was on a mixtape that I would play all the time. Well, a girl hears this, she's going to melt like butter.
like butter.
Wendy, what about you? Got any embarrassing?
I have, and I do remember this vividly. In sixth grade, we were at a track meet in the back of the school, and there was a megaphone that one of the coaches was using to say, "Racers, on your mark." And I just remember singing, "Hey, hey, mom, I said the way you move." So Black Dog from Zeppelin brings me back to that particular moment.
Yeah.
That's not embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. That's kind of cool.
So that I can remember that.
Yeah. I've got Andy Williams. I mean, you got Zeppelin. I also have this is maybe the most embarrassing thing. I've got the I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing.
Oh, sure.
The Coke commercial
by the Hillside Singers. It was like stinking Coke commercial.
Yeah, I know.
And it had, but I remember listening to that a lot back in 1972.
Yeah.
And then it came back around at the end of Mad Men. Did you watch that series?
Oh, right, yeah, at the very end.
The idea at the end was that Don Draper had actually written that song.
That was his deal, right.
But what a, you know, what an embarrassing thing to have on your list. And so that's why it's got to be on an iPod, so that it just be in an earbud, so that your other senior citizens don't mock you.
We're out of time, but I want to quickly congratulate you and John Williams and everyone connected with your podcast. You guys won a nice major award last week.
We won the Silver Cloud for best podcast in the state.
That's fantastic.
And, you know,
that's great.
It's completely expected, though, don't you think? No, it's a really fun podcast.
Yeah.
A good time, and John's an excellent host. Thanks.
Very happy for you. That's Eric Zorn from the Chicago Tribune. He'll join us again in a week. I'll see you in a week.
Great. Thanks, Eric.
We'll take a quick break and then hand things over to the Wintrust Business Lunch. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
And coming up, the stories that matter with Ryan Burrow from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.